You're listening to SBS News.
It was the disease that claimed the life of award-winning sports reporter and commentator Rebecca Wilson at the age of 54. Now her brother Jim is a voice for research into aggressive triple-negative breast cancer.
I should be, she's looking down and saying to me, you know what, bro, let's crack on and let's keep the wheels in motion that other families don't have to go through this. And that's the driving factor behind me every day. She was my best friend.
About 10 to 15% of all breast cancers are diagnosed as triple negative. It means they're resistant to treatment with a high risk of metastasis and recurrence. Researchers at Sydney's Garvan Institute found it evades treatment by switching its state to resist chemotherapy, a process facilitated by androgen receptors found inside the cancer cells which can cause the cancer to grow. Professor Christine Chaffer from the Garvan Institute says they've also discovered the drug sevoterinol can block the production of androgen and its receptors so that chemotherapy is more effective.
And so that combination in all of our preclinical models was having a really amazing effect on inhibiting the cancer and inhibiting the spread of it and sensitising these tumours to chemotherapy.
In the lab, this resulted in a 70 to 100% greater reduction in tumour size compared to using just chemotherapy on its own. Another researcher at the Institute, Dr. Beatrice San Juan, says it was an exciting discovery.
It's slow and it's very tedious, but sometimes, you know, these eureka moments happen. And this was something unexpected, and we are really proud of the finding.
Dr. Rachel Deer is an oncologist at St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney. She says the researchers now hope these trials will prove the drug's safety and efficacy, giving patients more time with loved ones.
But if sevoterinol can delay disease progression by an order of more months, maybe longer, that woman will be getting more good quality time with good disease control, which could be very beneficial.
If the trials are successful, it could pave the way for better treatments of other difficult-to-manage cancers. Researchers are already exploring if the drug could be used to treat glioblastoma brain tumours and ovarian and renal cancers. Christine Chaffer again.
There haven't been very many major advances in this space for patients with advanced stage disease, so we are so excited that we've come up with a therapy that can actually improve sensitivity to chemotherapy.
Recruitment for participants in the tests could start as early as next month. Tina Quinn, SBS News.